Welcome back. Khalid's role, as previously discussed, reached a level of clarity, reached a level of being able to see Hashem in everything physical. And of course, Klal Yisrael, reaching that level, all they wanted was to stay there. But Moshe Rabbeinu, as the messenger, tells Klal Yisrael, it's time to leave. We need to be able to be servants in the physical world, in a world where we won't necessarily see, where we won't necessarily be able to see through the physical shield around us, where we won't necessarily be able to see Hashem and everything that's going on. We have to walk into a desert, to a place where you can see nothing, and then there be able to serve Hashem. Klal Yisrael is tested. They reach Mara, and the water there is bitter. They cannot drink the water. Water, as we know, is one level removed from air. Air is something that is so necessary to the human being that Hashem put it in this world in abundance. There is nowhere in this world that a person cannot reach air. Water is the one that's second to that. A human being cannot survive without water, so in most places a person can reach water. Klal Yisrael sees water, they see the physical thing that can give them the energy to continue, but they cannot drink it. They see something physical that seems to be in their way. They tell Moshe Rabbeinu, how can we survive like this? How can we survive in a world where something as important as water is still so physical that it could cause us to stop in our tracks? How can we survive in a world where seemingly everything can be taken away from us in a moment without it showing us that it's coming from Hashem, our Master? The answer to that, of course, was doing something that seems so absolute, that seems like there is absolutely no reason that will help. Moshe Rabbeinu takes a piece of wood that's actually, its taste would be even more bitter than the water itself, and he throws it in the water, and the water turns sweet. He was telling Klal Yisrael, even when you find yourself in a moment where something is so clearly against you, where something is clearly bitter, where something is standing in your way of surviving in this physical world, remember, the answer is not trying to run away. The answer is showing that Hashem's will, in serving your master, you will be able to actually turn everything on its head, to turn things upside down. If something is against you, it will immediately work for you. The water that a moment ago seemed bitter and not worthy of consumption was now, by turning it into something of service, even with putting something in that's even more bitter, turned into something that will now help you move on. Klal Yisrael, of course, needed the training, needed to continue to see that everything physical could be turned into service. Of course, the next thing after water is food. A person in this world cannot survive without food. You can survive without food longer than without water, but you can still not survive without food. So of course that was the next test. Klal Yisrael finds themselves in a place where there is no access to food. Klal Yisrael finds himself in a place where there is no access to having an idea of how I'm going to get food tomorrow. And they come to Moshe and they say, what is the plan? How are we supposed to know what to do? How are we supposed to know what service is in a world that we don't even know how we're going to physically survive? And Moshe shows them again that Hashem is going to send them everything that they need to be able to live and uplift this world in service of Hashem, no matter where they are, no matter how they see things. which means food does not have to come from this world. It can actually be dropped to their front door from Shemayim. It can be dropped in a form that seems to be nothing, that doesn't look like anything, but it can taste like anything. He shows them that everything physical in this world not only can be turned around to be in service of Hashem, but that everything physical in this world is indeed of service of Hashem already, and all you have to do is open your eyes to see it. He shows them that a physical thing like food can be completely spiritual. He shows them that every taste and every flavor could be spiritual. He shows them that everything that seems to be physical in the human body can actually be something spiritual. And it continues. And of course they see that even within providing them with physical substance to sustain them, to sustain their human bodies, even in that, the entire world will come to a halt on Friday afternoon. The entire world will stop. Because even the entire world will show them and prove to them that not only everything physical necessary for their body will be turned into service of Hashem, but even the world itself will stop if this is the day that Hashem says it's time to rest. If Shabbos is a day of rest, there will be no physical substance arriving at your door. If Shabbos is a day of rest, it will be proven to you in the physical universe, so that in turn, later on, a person will be able to remember and say, yes, indeed, there is a physical world. Yes, indeed, there are physical obligations that I'm supposed to do and accomplish. Yes, indeed, there are physical things that I'm supposed to do to try to reach certain levels and to try to reach physical substances to be able to survive in this world. But of course, I will remember on a weekly basis that the entire world is here in service of Hashem, which means I will have no issues to stop and to remember that on one day of the week, I will do absolutely nothing in that direction. I will not even try to talk about anything to bring out the physical of this world, but rather I will remind myself and the entire human kind and the entire world that this world, all it is in service of Hashem. Which of course is what Shabbos is all about. We know that Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba. It is somewhat of a taste of what will be in the world to come. Because indeed, Shabbos is there to remind us, and not just us, but the world, that everything around us is there in the will of Hashem. Everything around us is there to be of service. And we need a constant reminder for that. Even Klal Yisrael, the nation that just left Egypt, the nation that was just taught for hundreds of years what it means to be a servant, the nation that was just taught that everything physical is meaningless if it doesn't indeed have the intent of Hashem the Master. Even they needed a weekly reminder to show them that not only they and not only what they needed to survive as food and water was by miracle, was by pure intent of Hashem their Master, but even that the entire world is only there in service of Hashem their Master. And of course, that's what it meant to have Shabbos as the next step. As the next step in bringing them to Sinai. As the next step in bringing them to a place, to a point in human history where Hashem will turn them from being capable of being servants, where Hashem will turn them from having the potential ability of being a servant to becoming a pure new being that's in its entirety is all about service, to becoming a new being that no matter what it does, as we will see, no matter how it's born, no matter how it finds itself in this world, is only here for service. To becoming the nation that has not only the potential, but in its reality is all about being the ultimate servant. Thank you for joining me again. And again, as I've said before, we also have a weekly podcast, Rabbi Yankel's podcast, talking about the Parshas HaShavua and Yomim Tovim. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.